Doesn't have to crawl up here. I am nervous. You can't tell, right, JJ? I was blessed. I got to be the last. And on a Sunday morning. But praise the Lord, I'm here. And it is well with my soul.
Amen.
I'm going to share with you one of my favorite verses, Philippians 4:13. I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. That's why I'm here, through His strength. And I have notes. Right now it says on my note, introduce self. Brother Kincaid already did that. I'm Lupi Mariola. I've been saved for 6 years or 5.5 years. I'd like to read a verse in Luke chapter 23, verse 34. And this verse, of course, Jesus quotes this verse, says this verse. Then said Jesus, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. I didn't know what to talk about this morning, to be honest. I had quite a long time to think about it, and I have put a lot of thought into it, even though at times it may not seem like it. I just wanted to share with you my testimony. And I'm a crybaby.
We love it. Amen.
You know, this particular verse, Father, forgive them for they know what they do. You know, when I started reading the Bible, it's not a strange verse to me. I heard it in every Good Friday when I went to, every year when I went to church. I mean, I was a devout Catholic. I went every time. But what I'm talking about is that particular day, Good Friday, where we talked about Jesus Christ being crucified. But I thought that verse pertained to the Jew. Father, forgive them. You know, I'd always been told that the Jew is the one that crucified Christ. They were to blame for him dying on that cross. I never applied that to myself. And like I said, I was a devout Roman Catholic. And needless to say, this is not a put down because I was there. I was ignorant. I was ignorant of a Christ sacrifice. I knew he had died on the cross, even that it was for my sins, but I never applied it to myself. You know, and I was baptized, Roman Catholic, confirmed.
Amen.
I was a teacher, taught catechism for many, many, many years. As a teenager, I thought of becoming a nun to serve God. I love my religion. I served my religion.
Amen.
I believed what I'd been taught. But you know, one day my husband came home from work, and he shared with me how a fellow police officer had told him about Christ.
Amen.
You know, this police officer had gotten saved. I'd never heard of the term saved, born again. All of that was foreign to me, even though I was a teacher among them. I'd never heard about those verses. You have to be born again. Never had. But you know, like true blue Catholic, I said, that policeman, he's got to be wrong. You know, he just, I don't know if you've heard this before when you share with others. He was just not well grounded in his faith. I am. I know what my religion's taught me. I know what I believe in. I teach it. This police officer needed something else. He was weak. That's why he went that way. But nevertheless, I thank the Lord, my husband believed.
Amen.
And he was just thrilled over this. I thought it was a doctrine. It was just something new. But I thank the Lord that he believed and he shared with me his belief. And you know, I was crushed to think that my husband, that he believed this policeman. He believed him instead of his religion. But you know, I got convicted. I started reading the tracts that my husband brought home. I went through a lot of soul searching. But you know, I went about searching for the truth. I didn't just believe what my husband said, what this man said. You know, I started reading my Catholic Bible. I had a Catholic Bible that was hidden. I say hidden because I never read it. You know, I didn't know what the Bible said. I'd never been taught the Word of God. I'd been trained in as a CD teacher, I was trained in teaching my religion, you know, and I never read it. But, you know, I started reading the Bible, and whoo, did I find some goodies in there.
Amen.
You know, I read in John 5:39, where he says, "Search the scriptures, for in them you think you have eternal life, and they are they which testify of me."
Amen.
Oh, I learned so many things about my Lord Jesus that I didn't know. Put that in my heart. I'm sorry. You know, I was ignorant of God's great love for me. You know, I knew that he had, like I said, I knew he had died on the cross, but I didn't know that he was my substitute. You know, I didn't know that he had redeemed me, that he had actually died for me, for my sins. He died for the sins of the whole wide world, yes, but he died for my sins.
Amen.
You know, I didn't know, I was so ignorant of my self-righteousness. You know, I thought I had a righteousness of my own. You know, I was a good person, so I thought, right, I was religious. But then I remembered what I read in the Bible, in Isaiah 64:6. That we are all as an unclean thing. And all our righteousness is the filthy works. One of my favorite verses. God, stop it. Ephesians 2:9 says, "For by grace are you saved through faith."
Amen.
"And that not of yourselves, it's a gift of God. It's not of works, lest any man should boast." Ooh, did I used to boast in my works? But I read, needless to say, I kept reading the scriptures. Like I said, it took me a while. It's not easy. It's not easy when you're brought up in Catholicism. You love the people.
Amen.
Right. You love your family that you know you're going to hurt. My mother took it hard. And you know, my heart grieves for these, so many people that are sincere.
Yes. Amen.
Oh, I want to tell them of the love of Christ. And you know, by the grace of God, like I said, through my soul searching, I came to put my faith in Christ and nothing else. I knew that no religion, no works, no self-righteousness, only Christ could save me. You know, like I said, by his grace and only because of him, because I wouldn't have ever in the world dreamed that I'd rather die, I would say, than give up my religion. I'd fight for my religion. I was usually a quiet person. That's why I'm a thief. But man, if you told me anything about my religion, you know, put up your dukes. For real, you know. But that's why I say, amazing grace. That's where I am. I repented of my religion. I have dead works to serve my true and living God. And you know, from then on, my husband and I just went witnessing to our families, telling them of this great love and mercy that's there waiting for them. To our friends, our co-workers. And, you know, we went door to door. We've done operations and Buddy Cares. We've had Bible studies in our homes. And, you know, and now I go with them to the courts. But, you know, is to tell people of Jesus.
Amen.
You know, that great mercy. Oh, he's so merciful. I love
Amen.
Him. His love, his forgiveness of sins. And, you know, I want to continue working along with my husband. Of course, time permits. I have a home to take care of, my children, whom I love. I don't tell them that often enough, so I'm saying it now. I love them, and I thank the Lord for them. And I want to be an encouragement to my husband. And then my goal, with the Lord's help and grace, is to make Titus 2:5, to be discreet, chaste, keeper at home, good, obedient to my husband, that the word of God be not blasphemed, be ruled in my life. What I want to ask you all this morning, to please pray for us. Pray for all the missionaries. And pray for the work at Lagos de Moreno where we'll be going.
Amen.
And I love you all. And I thank the Lord once again. I was so nervous, but I thank him that I had this opportunity to share the love of Christ with you.
Amen.
Thank you.